I think for those of us who made New Year's resolutions,
我想啊，你们大家可能很多人都已经做了新年啊的励志啊。
And it's February and we've already failed.
我们大家知道我们现在是二月份了，我们可能已经啊这个没有做到我们所励志想要做的。
But Chinese New Year is coming. We have a second chance.
因为但是呢，我们还有机会，因为中国的新年又要来到了，还有机会再励志。
So Happy New Year.
所以啊。新年好，春节好。
A lady moved from her apartment to a house.
啊，有一位女士，她从她的住的啊这个公寓里面啊搬到了一个单独的一个搬到一个新的住家。
It was a small town.
她是住在一个非常小的一个小镇上面。
Now she went shopping at the grocery store and used her last check.
所以她呢去啊到商店里面去买东西，她用的是最后她的一张支票。
The last check had the old address on it.
因为那个支票呢上面还有她老的地址。
So the cashier asked her if all the information on the check was accurate and up to date.
所以那个收钱的啊收钱的人就问她，你这个支票上面的所有的信息都是对的吗？
And the lady said yes.
啊，那位女士说，当然是喽，当然是。
And was the driver's license number and address correct? She asked again.
她说，那你这个你的驾照上面的地址啊号码也是都是对的吗
？And the shopper said, Why do you keep asking me?
然后那位女士就是买东西女士说，你干嘛老要着问我呢
？And the cashier said, Because my husband and I moved into this apartment yesterday, and I don't remember seeing you at breakfast this morning.
所以那个。收钱的人说，那个收钱人说，因为是这样，因为这上面你这个上面地址啊，是我跟我先生刚刚才搬进去，我们早上吃饭的时候好像没有看见你在里面。
The shopper could have gone to any supermarket in the town.
因为真是讲起那个这位女士，她完全可以去其他的地方买东西。
And no one would have known the difference.
可能不会碰到像这样的情况。
But there was no way to fool this cashier because she was living in that apartment now.
但是你实在是碰到这位啊收银员，他确确实实住在那个新的这个公寓，原来的公寓，他的公寓里面。
So in the same way, it's like that too with our spiritual home.
实际上这个方面跟我们的属灵生命也很有一点相似之处。
We may be able to fool a lot of people.
我们有可能会一些让一些人看不到我们真实的情况。
But we can't fool God.
但是我们不能欺骗神。
Someone asked you, how is your walk with the Lord? And you say it's going great.
但有的人可能会问你啊，你与神同行怎么样啊？你可能会回答说啊，非常的好。
But maybe you've already moved away from God's family, and nobody knows it except God.
但是实际上，慢慢你在离开神的家庭，好像慢慢你在离开。没有人能够看得出来，但是神是知道的。
We all know the last sentence in Psalm 23, right?
我们大家都知道诗篇二十三篇的最后一节。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我讲的是我要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Of course, David knows that heaven is waiting for him.
因为大卫他知道在天上是有一个家在等待着他。
But based on what he wrote before that sentence, he's talking about life on earth because it says all the days of my life.
但是这讲这个最后一句话之前，他前面还有一句话，这个是讲的就是他现今的生活，讲的他的一生一世。
So yes, there is a home waiting for us in heaven.
是的，我们在天上是有一个家在等待着。
But are we committed to staying close to God while we live on earth?
但我们是不是愿意？我们确实的在神面前承诺，我们在如今在地上的生活也是要在他的里面。
The reason I told you about the shopper who had her old address on the check is because if we don't live in the house of the Lord, God may be saying, "I didn't see you at breakfast this morning."
我为什么用这个刚才这位女士的例子来做一个举例，就是说，如果我们不是在神的家里的话，神也会这样说我在早晨的时候，早晨吃饭的时候没有看见你。
I believe that when we don't look for God, God is looking for us.
因为我们知道，我们如果是不再寻求神的话，那但是神还仍然在寻求我们。
Today's key verse is from Joshua 24:15.
我们今天我们要讲的圣经诗篇这个经节是约书亚记二十四章的第十五节。
And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
好，那个约书亚记二十四章十五节中文是这样说的：若啊，若你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的呢神呢，是你们所住在这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
I want you to know that the word in English serve and the word in Chinese 侍奉 in Hebrew is avodah.
啊，我们特别注意到啊，中文在这里讲的侍奉，啊，还有那个英文讲的这个敬拜哈，它的这个希腊啊，这个希伯来文它都是一个字叫 avodah。
Eskimos have over 100 different words for snow.
爱斯基摩人呢，他们大概有一百个词来描述雪。
Because everywhere they look, there is snow.
因为他们所居住的环境周围都是雪。
In Chinese, we have more than a few words for rice.
但我们对中国人来讲，我们可能也有很多很多的字来描述米。
米饭、糙米、糙米饭、锅巴、糯米 ，it's all rice, right?
所以讲米啊，糙米饭、锅巴，还有糯米，各种还有饭啊，米饭还有。
There are probably plenty more words that I don't know for rice in Chinese.
当然还有好多字我可能都不知道的。
Why do I bring this up?
啊，我为什么要提到这些方面呢
？Because language creates distinctions between the things in our minds.
因为这语言有不同的语言能够让我们的头脑能够分辨有不同的东西。
Also, language brings ideas together in our minds.
但同时语言也能够使我们的不同的思想能够放在一起。
So today, the word in Hebrew avodah actually means three different things, work, worship, and serve.
所以这个希伯来文里面叫 avodah, 就这个字它实际上代表了有三个意义在里面。一个里面有工作是工作然后有敬拜。
You know, in the Bible, these are all connected.
这些啊，在圣经里面，实际上这三个方面都是连在一起的。
Worship is work.
它敬拜和做工侍奉。
Work is worship.
然后这个工作也是敬拜，或者侍奉也是敬拜。
The Hebrews understood how faith and work are related.
因为希伯来文它确实讲我们的信。和我们所做的侍奉是怎么样的密切的紧接连在一起。
So they use the same word.
所以他们用的一个词来表述。
I'll give you a few examples.
我给你们三个例子。
First, in Genesis 2:15, showing us that God's original design is that work and worship must go together.
因为我们在创世纪里面二章那个十五节里面看到，里面侍奉和敬拜是完全在一起的。
Work is not the result of Adam and Eve's sin.
因为这个叫我们工作或者侍奉，并不是因为我们犯罪了以后才要叫我们这样。
Sometimes we are so tired of work, we think that work is the result of sin.
我们有的时候在工作的期间可能是十分的累，我们想到这是因为我们人犯罪所我们所要得的结果。
But God gave them work to do before they sinned.
但是神实际上已经给了我们工作，是在亚当和夏娃犯罪之前。
Here in Exodus chapter 34, you will see that it says, 6 days you will work. That word work is also avodah.
所以我们在出埃及记里面34章21节也是说，我们六天都要做工。这个做工实际上就是希腊文就是 avodah， 也是敬拜的意思，也是侍奉的意思。
And then earlier in chapter 8, you will see this is what the Lord says: Let my people go, so they may worship me, and that is also avodah.
所以另外是在也在出埃及记第八章里面说到特别是叫摩西跟法老说他容我的百姓去好侍奉我这里的侍奉也是这个希伯来文 avodah 所以也是敬拜和侍奉和做工
So you see what Joshua says is the same word serving is also avodah
所以我们看到约书亚在这里说的服侍侍奉也是敬拜也就是 avodah
So sometimes we think worship is what we do only on Sunday
我们有的时候常有个概念，好像我们的敬拜只是在星期天
，But that's not true，
这不是实际上不是这样的。
This is what God designed that our work is part of our worship and our worship is part of our work。
是实际上是我们神他的设计，我们的工作、我们的侍奉就是我们的敬拜， 我们的敬拜一部分也是我们的工作和侍奉。
Josie Zylstra is a Christian woman who grew up in a church that sent a lot of missionaries overseas.
有一位叫乔西的女士，她是在成长中从一个这个教会出来，这个教会是常常差遣到海外的宣教士的。
She thought that to be a true Christian, you have to go into full-time ministry.
因为她常常想到她被教导的就是说，你如果真正要成为是一个基督徒的话，你是要一定要成为一个全时间的一个宣道士。
She thought the business world is not a place for true Christians and true believers.
她认为我们在这个工作的合场上面，这不是一个真正的基督徒所应该所待的地方。
But then she started changing her mind when she became vice president at J.P. Morgan Chase.
但是她慢慢的，她的思想有改变，当她特别是在做到这个大通银行里面的副总裁的时候。
And she later realized that her career is a legitimate calling from God.
所以后来她知道，她在这个大通银行做副总裁，实际上是神真正的对她的呼召。
So she became vice president in the New York headquarters of J.P. Morgan at that time.
所以那个时候，她是在纽约这个大通银行里面的总部做的副总裁。
She was the one who helped the merger between Morgan and Chase Bank.
她那个时候是帮助叫摩根这个银行和那个大通银行的合并。
And she started to connect her work and worship by attending and speaking at Bible studies.
所以她把工作和这个侍奉和敬拜完全放在一起，通过这个圣经的查考圣经的学习。
In Manhattan, New York, one of the most unchristian cities in the United States.
所以特别是在纽约曼哈顿那个地方他有这样的学习圣经的小组。
And she speaks about her faith in Jesus Christ in public.
她在公共的场合讲她的信仰在主耶稣基督里。
And she came to the conclusion that God's purpose for us is to know Him.To worship Him and to bring Him into our everyday lives.
因为他知道我们的神的真正的目的是叫我们认识他，让我们来把他带到我们的生活当中去。
So because of the word avodah, I want us to think today that everything we do at work, in school, and at home can be part of our worship lives.
所以在这里希伯来文讲的 avodah 就讲的是我们能够把工作做工和我们的侍奉和我们的敬拜完全的联合在一起，在我们的家庭、我们的学校、我们的工作场合。
Work is not just about building up your career.
真的，我们在做工也好，打工也好，不是说要建立我们的一个职场的一个职业。
I want to tell you something funny about the word career.
我可以跟大家讲一下关于这个我们讲职业的这个词。
In English, the noun career means your profession.
他现在英文里面讲的这个叫做这个职业这个英文词，他讲的是专职人员。
But the verb career means that you are lurching around rapidly, you are rushing around and swaying from side to side, careering.
所以刚才对不起，讲了一下那个讲职业的名词，他是讲的是专业职人员。但同时，它是一个动词的话，它是讲一个好像很迅速移动摇摇摆摆不稳定的一个动作。
Go home and look in the dictionary. Career means that you are acting like a drunk person. You're just moving around without any direction.
所以你可能回家也可以查一下字典，但讲的是好像就像一个喝醉酒的人一样的跌跌冲冲跌跌冲冲走路的样子。
And so from the same word career comes the word in English careen, which also means the same thing, just charging around with no direction and almost looking like you're drunk.
所以在这里看到的这个英文词，然后它从原来的那个词变化过来，它的意思也是说不稳定跌跌撞撞的样子。
So you can say the drunk man careened into the room.
可以说是一个醉汉跌跌冲冲的走进了房间。
Or the boat in the storm careened into the rocks.
或者讲一个失控的船就是这样子撞到了这个礁石上面去了。
Why am I telling you about these words?
那么我为什么跟你们讲这个词呢？
Because it reminds us of the negative things about how we put our whole life into our career.
因为是提醒我们想常常我们从负面来看，我们把我们的整个一生都放在这个职场上面。
Now the Latin word for cart became the English word for career, and in French, the word for cart became racetrack.
所以这个词的词根如果从拉丁来追溯的话，变成英文的时候是讲我们的职业，但是到法文的时候，它就变成一个。跑马场。
And this makes sense to me. What happens on a racetrack?
我觉得这个非常非常对，因为我们真正在跑马场里面，我们所看到的是什么？或者是赛车？
赛车。You go round and around really fast for a very long time.
但是你呢，在这个赛车里面，它是转圈子，一圈一圈转得非常的快。
But you never go anywhere.
但是你没有去任何的地方。
Because you're going around in circles.
因为你在这里绕圈圈打转。
The funny thing is, people pay a lot of money to see that.
但是确实很奇怪的是，很多人愿意付那么多钱去看。
I used to pay a lot of money to see that.
我也是这样，其中我也是愿意付很多的钱去看这个。
This is not the track. These are the people. This is the track. Just go round and round for 3 hours.
外面大的一圈那个里面不是这个跑道，那个是人在看的人，但是中间那个小一点的才是那个赛车的跑道。
So at the end of your life, when you look back on your career, where did it take you? Round and round and round.
所以当你这个退休要退休的时候，回头看一看你这个整个一个职业所做的，你是不是也在那里绕圈子绕圈子呢？
Did your career make any difference to anyone else on earth?
如果你的所做的职业有没有对我们在世界上的人有任何的冲击或者影响呢？
Joshua says, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
真是像约书亚他说，至于我和我的家，定要侍奉耶和华。
Are we serving the Lord at home?
我们是不是也在家里面我们来服侍主呢，侍奉主呢？
This is our church's theme for 2018.
这个你要看到的是我们今年教会的主题。
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Now, I ask you, does it make sense if you try to share the gospel to the world, but you don't talk about Jesus or open the Bible and pray at home? Does it make sense?
我再问你一下，如果我们是好像可以到外面去向万民传福音，但是我们在家里我们却不祷告，我们却不来打开圣经，我们一起来学。
How can we build this church up if we don't do that at home?
如果我们怎么样才能够在这里建造神的家？如果我们在家里都没有开始的话，
Bringing God into our everyday lives is part of true worship.
因为将神带到我们每日的生活里面，这是一个真正的敬拜。
It means we are really trying to build each other up at home and in church.
因为这是真正的让我们能够彼此在家里彼此的建造，包括在教会里面，我们也是彼此的建造。
With our children.
带领我们的孩子
，with our parents，
还有带我们的父母亲
，with our husbands，
还有我们的丈夫也好
，with our wives，
还有我们的妻子也好
，we cannot ignore that part。
我们这些部分都是我们所不能忽略的。
Do we remind each other as we sing in the songs as we pray that the true source of blessing is from God, nowhere else？
对，当我们在唱这诗歌时，我们是不是记得我们所有的一切的，我们所祝福的源泉是从我们的神来的？
That's why I say sometimes we don't tell lies, but we sing lies. Because we sing things we don't mean. We say, God, you are the source of blessing, but we're trying to find our own blessing.
但我们实际上我们自己，我们知道我们是不会说谎，但是我们常常在唱诗歌的时候，实际上我们是在唱谎言，因为我们是可以这样唱，但是我们却不照那样做。我们不认为神是真正的源泉。我们常常去寻找各种的其他方法来解决我们的问题。
You think back on Jesus' life on earth.
我们看看我们来主耶稣他的在地上的生活。
He spent the majority of his life as a carpenter, not as a preacher.
所以他大部分的时间在地上，他是作为一个木匠，而不是一个传道人。
He worked, that was part of his worship.
因为他工作，这是他的一部分的侍奉。
There is roughly about 132 records of Jesus' public appearances.
所以这里面特别讲到有132，讲到耶稣是在公共的场合里面。
But out of that, 122 of them were to big crowds of people, not just to one or two.
当然其中有122是在很多很多的人的情况下。
Jesus lived in the world and he worshipped and worked in the world.
因为耶稣他来到这个世上。他活在这个世上，他也在这个世上敬拜。
Out of the 52 parables that Jesus talked about, 45 of them were set in the context of everyday life.
实际上耶稣所讲的一些比喻的话，他总有四十五个，总共是五十二，但是有四十五件呢，它都是跟生活实际的联系在一起。
What I mean to say is that in our daily life, we can cultivate the presence of God in our lives.
实际上，我们日常每日的生活能够培养我们与神神的同在。
Worship is work.
我们知道敬拜就是侍奉。
Sometimes worship is hard work because we are so busy, we are distracted.
因为有的时候敬拜好像我们实在是非常的难，因为我们实在是太忙了。
So Paul wrote to the Christians that they must remember whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
因为保罗在这里劝师在这里提醒我们，无论做什么或说或行事，都要在主耶稣基督的名里，借着他来感谢父神。
Whatever you do, do it all.In Jesus' name.
无论你做什么，都要在主耶稣基督里行。
You know, at the seminary in Dallas, they don't allow smoking. Very normal. No smoking allowed.
在达拉斯神学院里面是确实他非常明确规定是不可以吸烟的。
One of my favorite professors says that he loves smoking cigars.
我其中一个教授他说他非常喜欢抽那个雪茄。
But since he was a professor at the seminary, he says, I cannot smoke.
但是因为他是这个我们神学院的教授，他说我不能够吸。
And he joked that when he retires, he will smoke to the glory of God.
他说他开个玩笑，他说当我退休之后，我就要好好的抽，而且抽出神的荣耀来。
This is do all for the glory of God.
所以他说是在这个借着在主耶稣里面为神的荣耀。
I'm not promoting that you smoke.
我不是在这里要提倡你们都要去抽烟。
Work is an essential part and expression of our humanity.
实际上我们这个工作也好，是我们一部分帮助我们谦卑的一部分。
As I said before, work is not the result of sin.
因为我前面讲过，我们人工作并不是因为我们犯了罪。
Because God gave Adam and Eve good work to do before they sinned.
因为神给亚当和夏娃已经给了吩咐他们的工作，在他们犯罪之前。
In English it says, tend and keep the garden, and the tend that were to work is also avodah, same thing.
因为在这里讲，他要说要使他修理和看守，修理和看守，这就是工作。
Work is an expression of how we are made in the image of God, because God works.
因为实际上叫我们工作，实际上也是神他的一部分，他是神他自己。就是做工的。
When they condemned Jesus for working on the Sabbath, this is what he said. Jesus answered them, My Father has been working until now, and I have been working. It doesn't stop.
因为有人在指责主耶稣基督在地上的时候在安息日做事做工的时候，耶稣是这样回答他们说的，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
Angie Tracy was a Christian who saw the value of national prayer breakfast.
另外一位叫做 Angie 的Tracy 的人，他也特别看到这个真正祷告的力量。
So when she started at the Centers for Disease Control, which is CDC, she felt strongly that the CDC could benefit from having a prayer meeting.
所以当她进入这个叫做疾病控制中心去工作的时候，她看到真正的一个非常有必要有一个祷告。
She started praying to God that someone would come along and be willing to start a prayer group at this government agency.
所以她也向神祷告，也希望跟她有一起祷告的伙伴，在她工作的这个场合里面有更多的人跟她一起来祷告。
Then one day while she was attending a women's conference, she felt God telling her, "You are the one I want to start that." Prayer meeting.
所以有一次他参加一个妇女的一个聚会里面，他听到了神向他呼召，神跟他说，你就是那位要先开始带领起来的。
So she started sending out an email inviting other co-workers to a breakfast or lunch to pray.
所以他就开始要就寄电子邮件给他的其他的同事们，要慢慢的开始能否有一个早餐的时间的时候的一个祷告会。
I thought maybe I would have 10 or 15 people respond, she said.
她想一上来是不是我能够有十个到十五位这样的人跟我一起。
And if God really blessed it, maybe 20 people will come.
她说如果神真正祝福的话，看为好的话，可能会有二十位。
But she found out that to use the CDC email system, she had to get permission.
但是后来她发现，她如果要在这个疾病控制中心控制中心里面要发这个电子邮件给她的同事的话，一定要她先成立一个小组。
She needed to first establish an employee club in order to do that.
所以她要先成立一个像俱乐部一样的，像相当于职工的俱乐部一样，先成立一个这个，然后她才可以用这个他们疾病控制中心的那个电子邮件系统。
And you know it's very normal because the CDC employs 10,000 people in 10 states.
因为它确实是需要这样，因为它这个疾病控制中心的话，它实际上有一万多员工，它散布在十个多州。
So she prayed about this.
然后呢，她呢就祷告。
And then it started in 2 weeks. What could have taken up to a year only took her 2 weeks to get started.
所以她实际上祷告了之后，两个星期就可以开始了用这个系统。实际上一般来说，估计大概需要一年的时间。
This was the first time there was an official Christian association in a government agency.
这个可以说是第一个这个基督教的这个组织也好，在这个政府的这个工作单位部门里面有这样允许了这样的一个组织。
She received more than 200 emails and phone calls.
所以她得到了响应将近200多她的同事。
And here's the interesting part.
下面是最有趣的地方。
6 days later, the planes crashed into the World Trade Center.
这个也是最有趣的地方特别注意的是在他们成立这个祷告会之后六天之后就是这个世贸中心的飞机就撞上去了。
So after 9/11, the CDC had a lot of work to do.
所以在911之后他们的疾病控制中心的话有许许多多工作需要做。
She felt that God was preparing her and her co-workers to face this disaster.
所以她明确知道就是神在预备她和她的同事们能够来应付来一个对付这个大的这个911的事件。
The first prayer meeting they had, there were more than 200 people.
所以他们第一个这样的早餐的祷告会他们有200多人参加。
Eventually, they had more than 500 members in that prayer group.
所以真正在那个祷告会里面总共的人数大概有500多位。
These two women said they weren't doing anything special.
因为这两位妇女他们说我们不会做什么特别的事情。
They only realized that the worship can be part of their work.
因为他们所真正认识到，就是我们的敬拜是在我可以在我们日常的工作当中。
And their work can be part of their worship of God.
同样，我们的日常的工作也能够是成为我们的侍奉、我们的敬拜。
They can be missionaries right where they work.
因为他们可以在他们工作的场合成为真正的宣教士。
God put man to work in the Garden of Eden.
因为神他安置了亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里面做工。
God asked Pharaoh, commanded Pharaoh to let his people go so they could serve him in the wilderness, which is to worship and to work.
因为神他给这个法老下命令说容我的百姓去好侍奉我。
We must remember that we can honor God with our work every day.
我们可以知道我们可以借着我们每天所做的工作来荣耀神。
We can work honestly, diligently and with integrity, and that glorifies God.
我们可以很勤奋的，我们很真实的工作，我们可以有尊严的工作来荣耀我们的神。
As I said, out of the 52 parables that Jesus told, 45 of them had a context of work.
因为我们刚才讲到主耶稣说在圣经里面新约里面讲到的52个这个比喻里面有45个都是和这个生活联系一起的。
And out of the 40 divine interventions in the book of Acts, 39 of them happened in public.
所以在包括在使徒行传里面讲到神圣灵的干预做工的时候总共有40件其中39件也是在公共的场合。
Jesus spent his adult life as a carpenter.
因为主耶稣他虽然开始他的成人的生活是以这个木匠为他的工作。
Until age 30, when he went into a preaching ministry in public.
然后到了30岁，他开始出来传道了。
Jesus called 12 working men, not prophets, not preachers, but working people to build his church on earth.
所以耶稣他呼召到他的门徒都是那些在做工的，而不是他没有呼召那些先知也好或者是传教士。
Work in its many different forms is mentioned in the Bible more than 800 times.
所以讲到工作或者做工，这个是在圣经里面不同的形式出现 超过八百次。
More than all the words for music, for praise, and for singing.
它的总和加起来超过我们可以说用音乐、用赞美还有唱诗这三个这个词总和还要多。
But this doesn't mean that all work is worship.
但这并不是因为所有的工作都是在敬拜或者侍奉。
If you drive that car round and round and round the racetrack, that's not work.
你这开这个赛车在那个赛场里面一圈一圈的绕，这并不是侍奉。
That's entertainment for people like me. Pay big money to see people driving around in circles.
他们只是让人有点娱乐让人能够有钱地方花钱的地方。
Human work can also dishonor God.
我们知道，我们人常常做的事情，我们是不荣耀神的。
We can see an ironic and heartbreaking example in Mark chapter 15.
所以我们可以在马可十五章里面看到，真是非常非常奇怪、非常痛心的一件人所做的事情。
The Roman soldiers, they clothed him with purple and they twisted a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they struck him on the head with a reed and spat on him, and bowing the knee, they worshipped him.
所以是在马可里面是这样说的，他们就讲耶稣了，他们给耶稣穿上紫袍，又用荆棘编作冠冕给他戴上，又庆贺他说：“恭喜犹太人的王啊！”又拿一根苇子打他的头，吐吐沫在他脸上，屈膝拜他。
You see the irony of it?
你看这里面的真是可以讽刺嘲笑的地方。
They were working, but that was not worship.
他们是在做工，但这不是敬拜。
They pretended to honor him.
他们好像讲到他们屈膝敬拜，这是他们假装的。
We cannot pretend to worship God.
我们不能是来假装的来敬拜神。
If we don't have a family altar where the whole family prays and reads the Bible and builds each other up, then it's hard to worship in church.
如果我们不能在家庭里面做建造的工作，带领整个一个家来敬拜神的话，我们这个教会也没有办法被建造起来。
The reason why I kept saying about all those public examples of work and worship is because God means for us to worship together publicly.
因为我常常提到，为什么我们在公众的场合，我们要来敬拜神？神是要我们在所有的地方。我们工作的地方都要来成为敬拜他的地方。
It's so easy to fool ourselves and say, "I'm tired. I can worship at home."
常常我们会试着说，哎呀，我太累了，我天天在家里面敬拜吧。
I can lay in bed and worship God just the same as I go to church.
就像我可以躺在床上，我也一样敬拜神啊，就像我到教会里面也一样。
Since I fall asleep in church anyway.
因为我在教会里面也是常常睡觉，睡着。
But Billy Graham said, "We are not telling people to go to work on Monday and to start preaching."
Billy Graham 他有常常这样说，不是说我只有在那个星期天的时候开始讲道。
So we don't tell people go to work on Monday and start preaching every day.
我们不是在这里教导大家去星期一到星期五去工作，然后在星期天是敬拜。
But even preach during don't have to preach during the week, Monday through Saturday at work.
我们。
So, in other words, we worship on Sunday, but we don't have to go right away on Monday and start preaching to everyone at work.
Oh, so we 常常教导是他Billy Graham 常常这样说，我们在星期天是这样讲的，我们敬拜神，但是我们没有真正的叫他们星期一到星期六也是去在工作的场合传讲福音。
Instead, we should change the way we look at our work.
实际上，我们能够真正改变。我们对我们工作的看法。
As I said before, career is not only about making a living.
我们知道，我们去做工，我们的职场不是只是去挣个钱而已。
We should have an eternal perspective on work.
我们应当有一个永远的一个旨意的看见。
Because we spend so much more time at work than we do at church.
因为我们确确实实花了很多时间是在外面工作，比我们在教会里面所用的时间要多得多。
How do you look at your work?
我们怎样来看待我们的工作呢
？Can you make your work part of your worship？
能不能让我们的工作也是成为我们侍奉的一部分
？God says we can because of that word avodah。
因为神说是可以的，因为那个希伯来文讲的 avodah 是连在一起的。
We talk about transforming the world。
我们讲到这个世界，我们要改变这个世界。
Transform the cities we live in.
我们要改变这个城市我们所居住的。
But not one city is being transformed in America today.
但实际上，真正看来，我们好像在美国没有一个城市能够真正的改变像我们想象的那样。
The reason is because we keep our work lives and our faith life separate.
因为真正的是，因为我们把我们的工作和我们的信仰完全是分开了。
This man talks about how we can integrate work and worship in his books.
因为这位先生他在他书里面说，他怎样能够使我们的工作和我们的信仰能够完全的结合在一起。
He says even in our daily lives we can obey the Great Commission, not only for missionaries but for us as well.
因为他在这里讲到，我们每日的生活里面能够成为真正的最大的一个使命。
All missionaries talk about the 1040 window. This is the 1040 window.
我们也常常会提到那个十到四十这个纬度这段这段空间哈。
But it says even if we don't go overseas, we have a 9-to-5 window at work.
所以他说，如果我们并不是到海外去宣道的话，我们实际上我们在这里，我们还是有一个四十一个五到
9 to 5 in the 9 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon.
9到5, 九点钟早上九点到下午五点钟，这段空间这段时段我们是可以真正的做这个宣道的。
This lady knows how tough it is to balance work for her earthly boss and work for God.
因为这位女士她确实知道怎样她能够做达到一个平衡，就是她在地上的老板和在天上的天父。
Many employees at the CDC criticize her for starting the prayer group.
因为在她工作的这个疾病控制中心里面，确实有许多人也批评她，然后成立这样的一个早餐的祷告会。
She knows I cannot force our religion on other employees.
她说，我是知道的，我不会把我的信仰能够强加在别人的身上。
As Christians, we can't do that.
因为作为基督徒，我们不会去这样做。
An atheist at the CDC wrote her a nasty email criticizing her.
所以其中有一个人在他们这个工作的地方给他写了一封非常非常麻烦的苦读或者麻烦的一个信。
And so she replied with grace and with love.
但是她的回信却是带着充满了爱。
About 1 month later,
但是没想到一个月以后
，that same woman sent her another email.
那个女士。又给他寄了另外一封电子邮件
，but a much nicer one.
但这次这个信就比较好了。
She said, "I thought you might want to know I was visiting one of our offices."
他在这样写，他说：“我想你可能想知道，我去访问了一个访问了一个我们的其中的一个工作的点。
And then the Christian fellowship group there was having their Christmas party.
因为那里的基督徒的一个小组，他们正在举办。”这个圣诞节的一个聚会。
I went and I sang Christmas songs for the first time in a long time.
所以我也参加了，我也唱了这个圣诞的歌，这是我一生第一次唱这样圣诞的歌。
And I thought of you.
他说这个时候我还想到了你。
Angie says she believes God equips us with skills to serve society.
所以她相信这位在 CDC 工作的这位女士相信，她说神在装备我们为了这个我们改变这个社会。
She says we're ambassadors.
因为我们是他的大使。
That's the true meaning of ambassadors in the world.
因为这是真正的，我们是真正的在这个世界，我们基督徒是世界是神差派我们到世界上的大使。
But the non-believers are outside the church.
特别是对到我们教会以外，对那些还没有相信主的人。
All the time we say, come.
我们常常会说来教会。
Jesus says, go.
耶稣却说我们要去。
It's the opposite.
因为完全和我们讲的相反。
You know, yesterday at the deacon meeting, we're talking about co-worker meeting coming up, right?
所以我们昨天在执事会上面特别讲到，我们下面很快就会来一个我们大家的全体的同工的一个训练会。
On March 3rd, we have a co-worker meeting.
我们在3月3号我们会有一个全体的一个同工会。
And the deacons didn't know what to call this meeting.
我们实际上执事们也是说，我们到底怎么称讲这个聚会呢
？Because if we say co-workers, then those who aren't co-workers don't want to come. They say, "Oh, it's just for co-workers."
如果我们讲到是这是同工会，那么可能有些人会想到，哦，我不是同工，那我可能就不用来了。
But if we say this meeting is not for co-workers, then nobody will come.
如果我们讲这个也不是同工会，可能更没有人来了。
We want those who are not co-workers to come and become co-workers.
所以我们就希望这些目前如果还没有成为同工的能够来，能够来成为同工。
You know, even the name is so hard to decide what to call this meeting.
甚至我们包括要这个聚会的名称怎么来定的话都比较难。
But I also know something good about this church.
但是我们知道我们在我们的教会，我们有一点非常好。
Many churches, there are 20% of the people doing 80% of the work.
因为很多地方讲起来好像是20%的人做80%的工作。
But actually, when we counted up the people that were serving in this church, at least half of us are serving the church in some way, 50%.
实际上我们在数一数这个名单，在参与教会侍奉的时候，我们看到我们教会好像大概超过50%都在有侍奉。
So we really do hope that those who are not co-workers will come on March 3rd and see what you can do.
所以我们真的希望我们这些目前如果好像你自己认为自己还不是同工的，能够也来一起参加这个同工的聚会，成为我们在一起在主里的同工。
Do you remember when Moses met with God face to face?
你们还记得当摩西和神面对面的时候？
He brought Joshua with him.
他是带着约书亚一起去的。
So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. And he would return to the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle.
耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。摩西转到营里去，唯有他的帮手一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。
Joshua stayed to guard the holy place.
因为约书亚他一直待在这个神的圣所里。
Because Joshua's character is faith.
因为约书亚他的特点特性就是他的信。
Aaron wasn't the guard. None of the Levites guarded the tent. Joshua did.
亚伦他并没有在这里守护在这个亚伦和他利未人没有在这里守护在这个圣会里面。
When Moses went up to the mountain for 40 days, Joshua waited on the mountainside for 40 days.
当摩西他上到山上去与神会面的时候，40天，约书亚就在山下等着他。
They were worshiping the golden calf below, but Joshua was not part of it.
但是在约书亚在下面的这些人，他们在那里拜金牛犊的时候，约书亚不在他们当中。
So that's why in the end Joshua was the chosen one to lead Israel into the promised land.
这就是为什么在最后约书亚被选择要带领以色列人进入这个应许之地。
Not Moses.
不是摩西。
Not his older brother Aaron.
也不是摩西的哥哥亚伦。
But Joshua.
但是确实是约书亚。
Because Joshua made up his mind.
因为约书亚他已经有这样的定义。
As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord.
至于我和我的家，定要侍奉耶和
华。He didn't say as for me, it's for me and my family.
他不只是说是我，而且包括他的家，我和我的家。
Worship really begins at home.
我们的真正的敬拜确确实实 是从家庭开始。
Our marriage, Tracy and I, has improved because we do more worship now at home than ever before.
就我和翠霞，我们的婚姻的关系确确实实有很大的改进，因为我们在家里面我们敬拜。
Let us remember that work and worship are not separate.
因为我们知道确确实实我们手中的工作侍奉和敬拜是不能分开的。
We serve God every day by how we live.
我们要来侍奉神，让我们每天都是来侍奉神，来敬拜神。让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we make our commitment to you the way that Joshua did.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们愿意就像约书亚在你面前所许的诺言。
We know we come to church on Sundays to worship.
我们知道我们星期天早上一起来，我们来敬拜你。
Teach us to worship you every day of our lives.
也帮助我们，教导我们，能够让我们每天都成为来敬拜你。
Because you are our God and our Lord.
因为你是我们的神，你是我们的主。
So we love you.
我们爱你。
We want to learn to love you more.
我们也更是要学习爱你更多。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们，我们的神。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告，乃奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.